You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. In that last story, we heard how bicycles play such a critical role in the lives of homeless people, especially in a sprawling landscape like San Jose's. Finding a way to keep those bikes in good shape is a big challenge. Enter Good Karma Bicycles. It's a bike shop with a mission. The nonprofit trains people in need of job experience on bicycle repair. It sells bikes to support its work. And every Saturday, it opens its doors to the homeless for a free bicycle repair. By 8 a.m., people line up across the street from the San Jose warehouse Good Karma Bicycles calls home. At 10, volunteers begin taking work orders from the 24 or so people in line. Let's drop in to hear what it sounds like.
The chain is stretched because it skips when I pedal.
Okay, we'll check your shifting.
And then if they can, if they have one of those little drink holders, like a plastic one, whatever.
We'll add that.
And that's it, sir.
What's your first name?
Ralph. Ralph Olivas. There's a lot of homeless people here. A lot of them ride bikes, and they can't afford to, you know, pay to have them fixed.
My name is Craig Stiller, and I run the Saturday Clinic. I got out of prison, and I had no place to go. So they offered a place, and so I was in there. I didn't know anything, so I started repairing tubes. And then from there, then I started to adjust brakes. So we have people that use their bicycles for transportation. They don't have cars. They can't afford cars. They can't afford service on their bicycles. And the fact that they use their bicycles all day, 24 hours a day, whatever, it gets a lot of wear and tear. So the people bring it here. We offer them free service. We fix their bike up, and we get them going, and they're able to make it to their job interviews, their workplaces, or whatever it is that they're doing.
My name is Jim Gardner. I'm founder and CEO of Good Karma Bikes. I was turning 40, and I started to wonder if I'd left the world any better off having had me in it. And so I took some clothes to a shelter, and I saw a man on a very rickety bike. And I couldn't fathom what he was supposed to do. So what I did was, just of my own volition, I went down to a local homeless park called St. James Park, where many people sleep and live. And I started fixing bikes for free. It took me about 2-3 weeks to realize that what was going on was not about bikes. It was about self-esteem reparation. What I'd like people to know is that there are 7,000 homeless people in Santa Clara County. More than 25% of people are on some sort of assistance. Okay? Most people just want a chance. That's really what most of them want, a chance to prove their worth.
I'm here to get my bicycle tuned and or fixed. Christian Kolb, I'm homeless and unemployed at this time. I ride back and forth from Cupertino to downtown San Jose at least 3 times a week. And that's my daily rider right there. On my last bike, they probably did $250 worth of work for me. Yeah. And not just me, the other 15 people in line. They're homeless helpers. And that's just cool. They seem to recognize that if you're homeless, your bike is the most you can't... If someone won't hire you because you're this or that, they at least you got your bike, you know, to keep trying.